Sunday night, end of day of the tearaway, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Firstly, a big mazel tov. Father Victor, had a grandson. Grandson. Simchas and Nachas, Vaikam and Shmocha, Vasach Nachas. So we know that this is the beginning, the first shiur of Chodesh Adar. And in Chodesh Adar, there's the state in Gemara that Mishanichnas Adar, Mara Bin Basimcha, which is a song that we sing and we know it very well. I just want to ask you, how practically speaking are we Mekayim? The Inyan of Mishanichnas Adar. So you ready to go and answer? Oh, so hang on a second. And the reason why I ask you is because when it comes to Av, there are specific halachas when it comes to Av. Everyone's claring about the shower, about the cold and the hot, and the this and the that. And everyone's claring about all the things he can and can't do. And when it comes to Adar, surely there should be something specific to tell you that how we should come l'day simcha. So you see that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he has a minig that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Adar, he has extra wine. They bring down, he usually has by Rosh Chodesh, he has one cup of wine. When it comes to Adar, he has two cups of wine when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. That's a way of bringing simcha. But maybe, I think I can say at least that when it comes to my simcha is to come to the shiur every evening. And maybe when it comes to Adar, maybe we're supposed to be marba in the shiurim. I don't know, mishnichnas Adar marba in the simcha. Okay, that could be one way. But when it comes to Shlomo Zalman dealt with Mishanichnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha is just to remove disturbances and worry and daiga that a person has throughout the day. And you just give a moshul, you know, let's say a person, he has a habit of seeing, of watching, of hearing the news. And it gives him worry. So such a thing, when it comes to Adar, it could be minded to minimize that. Or to minimize anything that worries a person, to Bali Day Simcha, that would be a way to be Mekayim a Gemara. It's not a Stama Azach, it's a Gemara. Anything that we can try and push away any type of daiga, any worry, that would be a way of fulfilling Washtei in Gemara. Okay. So now, just very quickly, I just want to throw a few points at you, Binagir, to a few things that we've got a bit of a backlog. Number one is that I found that Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach, the Loshon that he writes, we mentioned last week, that when a person goes to a hospital for Sakona, so when he comes back, there's a whole machlokas. Rav Moshe had a whopping chiddush to say that just like you've got a heter to go to the hospital for Sakona, Rav Moshe was mechadash that you've got a heter to come back and do a deiraisa, driving a car, which is deraisa, you can do that coming back. So Master Chiddush Rav Moshe held that the deraisa can allow you to come back. And we said that Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach was a shtark choluk, and we said that Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach wrote a tshuva, and before he wrote the tshuva, he asked permission from Rav Moshe. And he says, because this tshuva of Rav Moshe is well known, Psak halacha be'inyan zeh mehai gon v'tzadik v'furusim HaKadosh Baruch Hu yarech yomo v'shneisov v'toyva v'n'imim. Right? He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be marba, he should have ariches yomim. But because it's negeir to Ashayla v'daraisa, hinini mefarisim ma'mazeh, I'm going to publicize my tshuva. La'acha sha'agon hanal shlita nosa lirushul sakach. After I received permission from Moshe Feinstein to write my tshuva against his words, that's when he writes his tshuva to explain why that when you come back from the hospital, there would be no heter to relax. There would be no heter to be over an issa deraisa. That's what we spoke about last week. In the Maisa Shohir that we discussed last week, Baruch Hashem, the procedure went, the surgery went as planned. He said it's happened quite a few times. They've sent him back. Baruch Hashem, and maybe even the zchus that we discussed this, Baruch Hashem, everything went as planned, and there was no issue with that at all. Let me throw at you just a few things. I tell you what, we've just got a bit of a backlog. It's geschmack to keep at the shayla that we discussed. Let me ask you a shayla. We had a whopping chiddush. I don't think it's a chiddush. It was a dvarim pshutim. When it came to the issa of lo yisachmid, right? You look around and you see the issa of lo yisachmid states on the loach. Right? It says on the aseres adibros not to be jealous. And we explained, if I walk past someone's house and I see, ooh, it's geschmack a house, geschmack a car, and, oh, I wish I can have that. Is that an avera of loisachmid v'shteit mafurish in the aseres hadibros? Is that a violation? We said no. Loisachmid means to go to someone and pressurize him to try and buy something off him. If I like you, I like your scarf, I like your watch, I like your chemis, whatever it is, yeah, your camera. So then I say, no, you're selling it. I would like to buy it. And you say, no, I'm actually happy with it. And I say, I put pressure on you to sell you something. That would be an issa of leisachmoid. So that my shaila to use, which I just saw on Shabbos, Orach HaShulchan. What happens? We discussed the many cases that's Negea, the can of Coke. I think I don't even remember the can of Coke, yeah, when it comes to the summer holidays, we discussed that shaila. But when it comes to people knowing information, I'll give you a moshel. There's someone that I know, let's say, he's got very good contacts with builders. He knows he's got a builder for the gas. He's got good builders. And now, I go to this friend of mine, and I say, I need a builder. Okay, so you know how it goes when people got good contacts, they don't really want to give it away, all their contacts. Because the contacts are something that you build yourself. Everyone knows it's part of your business, and it's quite a personal thing. Okay, every so often you can share a bit of information, but yeah, especially a good builder, you don't want to share that information. Sometimes they don't want to share that. And you say, actually, maybe find someone else. And a maisa, he comes back to you and he says, no, I can't find someone else. Please just tell me who you use. Who do you recommend? Who do you use? Give me the number of your builder. And you say no. And a maisa comes back at you later on that day, and he puts pressure on you to get information out of you. This is a shaila that I had ever since we discussed the shiurim of leisachmid. Leisachmid is when you want to get something out of someone and you put pressure on them to sell it to you. Is there an issa of leisachmid when it comes to
not selling,
giving either matona or selling, either of them, right? So either of them will be an issue. So will it apply to putting pressure and asking someone for information? And I saw Aruch HaShulchan says this. He asks this, he says, according to what the Issa of Loisachmid is, we discussed, let me just say again, because it's so common, when a person, they had two members of family, and one of the members had a whole crate of Coke, right, for after the barbecue, in the middle of summer holidays, there's no local shops. And the other family wanted also a bit of Coke. And one side said, we want to keep the Coke for after the barbecue. And the other side said, I wouldn't mind to have one of the bottles. Please sell it to me, I'll pay you £5, it's quite a schmuck. And so putting pressure to buy something would be an Isra Leisachmid. Would it apply to information? It comes to a person buys a house, he tries to buy a house, and he does a home buyer's report. He spends £300 on a home buyer's report and a few hundred pounds on this. And then the sale falls through. Another buyer tries to come. And the other buyer, he doesn't want to start spending all the money on all the different reports, the damp inspection and all the other things that come with it. So he goes over to Lekeach number one. And he says, look, I know you went through the whole palaver. I know that you spend a lot of money on the inspections and everything. Give it over to me. And he obviously says, no. What do you mean? No, I've got bad ill feelings about the whole thing. Don't get me involved. Yeah, you can imagine that feeling. So the maisa, he comes back to him, put pressure. Yeah, there's a way of putting pressure. Is then Isav Leisachmid. And the Aruch HaShulchan goes parichos to explain why with information is no Leisachmid. He says, in the psukim, it only says items, chafetim. Bias, all these sorts of things. But when it comes to information, he's mechadish that there's no issa mitzad leisachmid. Maybe the other midas and everything, not to put too much pressure on people. But be'etzem, there's no issa of leisachmid. It's just a choshava. If he puts pressure, there's no leisachmid. Geshmak by email. This is enough gemina. Geshmak echap, Rukhaim. This is amazing. If I go over to the lekeach number one, who the sale fell through, and I say, I need this report, and then I put pressure, and I send one of my mishpacha to tell him, I need this, really help me out, I'm really in the minus now, I need it, yeah, so then, if he gives it to me, in a hard copy, and he gives it over to me, the report, and I pushed him into the hard copy, then surely there's an issa leisachmid. I've pushed him, and he really didn't want to give it to me, but I applied pressure to get something out of him. That should be an issa of leisachmid. That's what the Torah meant of leisachmid. Because he's giving you the piece of paper. But if you get it electronically, via email, paying is irrelevant. Mr. Brewer held that paying is irrelevant. The musik of applying pressure to someone to get something out of him is something which the Torah doesn't allow. So, in email, okay, you have to be clear about that. But a Maisa, if it's via email, which is not a tangible thing, might be you'd be able to see in the fire in the microscopic, it's nothing tangible, then that could be, it obviously this is wild, it sounds wild, that's okay, because you haven't applied pressure from someone to get something tangible from him. It's not a chiddush. I'm quoting Orach HaShulchan, it's a Mishin Nun Tes, see if you'd have a look over there. He says that Nir Ali, that the whole Issa of Leisachmud is on objects which is tangible. State bias, state sode, all these things. Oh, but when it comes to things which are not tangible, there's no Issa Leisachmud applying pressure in this way of getting it off him, there's no Issa of Leisachmud. I think it's a choshava, it's geshmak hachap. You know, all these sorts of cases, I don't know if it's so common. The Heintikers, they didn't yet speak about it, they didn't yet get to there yet. But Lamaisa, I think it's very mistaba. If you look at the Orach HaShulchan, you'll see that it's gone mistaba, that what we're saying over here, that L'Chorah should depend on what you walk out with. If you walk out with something tangible, that could be an issue. Let me throw a shayla that happened to me on Shabbos. Friday night, it was extremely cold. I don't know what temperature it was. It was zich in the minus, no? Was it in the minus? Minus something, no? Minus three. It was absolutely freezing. Now, bless my builders, the ones who, when they put in my boiler, they put a pipe, which is outside. So outside you can see the pipe. And what happens when it's extremely cold? Then the pipe, the water inside the pipe freezes. The water can't now go inside the boiler, and the boiler shuts off. Okay, so Shabbos morning, you wake up, and it's freezing. Right, it's freezing the whole day, Shabbos morning, you've got 10 o'clock in the morning, and the heaters are off. Why they're off? Because the pipe outside has frozen. There's a frozen pipe outside. So now what's the eitzah? The first time it happened, I think 3 years ago, Purim, when it was absolutely ice that day. Also the heating went. But it wasn't a Friday night, yeah? This is a Shabbos day. So he told me, you take boiling hot water and you pour it over the pipe. Then the water, the frozen water inside will defrost, will melt. And then the new water will come inside and Shalom Aleichem. I thought it was a bit interesting. I felt like living in Russia. You have to walk outside with the boiling hot water and start defrosting water, frozen water. Okay, but that's what I did and it worked. Mashaila is, on Shabbos Kodesh, I've got a big urn with lots of water inside, and can I take cups of water? You don't need so many cups, I think it's about 5-6 cups does the job. Right? You pour it over the pipe, and then the water inside the pipe melts. Oh, so I can hear, I think the Olim are worried about Bishul. I'm not worried about Bishul, let's say. Why am I not worried about Bishul? Because there's no contact to the water. It's klisheni, number one, right? And number two is, I'm now worried, not because of Bishul. I'm worried over here that I have melted ice. The Gemara said, Ein meraskin es ha-shelek. The Gemara says, you can't take shelek and it can't crush ice. You can't do it by your dime. When you take out ice cubes in the summer and you put it out, if you're not doing it by your dime, fine. But if you do be a dime and you crush it, that would be an issue. So my question is, if I take a stream of water, the Rosh also says that a stream, if it's coming from me, would also be considered as if I'm doing it myself. So my question is, it's my koyach, it's really going directly, straight after I pour this gush of water, it really happens pretty instant. It's pretty instantly. And it, even though it takes time, it's all part of the process which happens straight away. Oh, okay, now we're going to have to deal with the boiler in a second, but I have to tell you something. What would you say to this shayla when you're pouring a boiling hot water over a pipe, where inside the pipe you're going to be melting ice?
You don't need it.
But I'm doing it. So what would you say to that shayla? What would you say to such a thing?
Yeah, but it was before.
Well, it wouldn't make a difference over here, that regarding Bishul might make enough kimina, but if something is now ice, then what would you say to such a shayla? Is it mutter for me to pour hot water? It was really full of ice. Oh, that is with cold water. That's very interesting. Pouring cold water into ice. You're opening up another interesting topic. And whoever said, you know what's coming. Whoever said that when you got a real hot day, and you've got a few ices at the bottom of your cup, who ever said that you can actually take a bottle of Coke and pour it onto the ice? In fact, a year ago, I was walking with Dan Krause, and I mentioned my thought that there should be a mila to avoid that. To pour Coke directly onto ice could be an issue. We spoke about Ashkar. Yeah, you see that? I thought I can say the same thing again. Within the years, it's seemingly not. So you've got over here, when I pour Coke over ice, and thereby I'm defrosting the ice, that would be an issue. I would have thought it would be an issue of meilet, that you're doing it with your koyach. And he said, yes, there should be a meilet to do the reverse. You first pour the Coke, and then afterwards put the... Okay, there's a meilet of doing that. But back to over here, what we're saying, to pour a stream of boiling hot water onto a frozen pipe, that would be an issue. But there is a way forward that the Mishnah Berurah discusses, where a case where the Mishnah Berurah says that some matir, if you take ice cube... Yeah. Okay, so we'll have to do it. A baby in the house only helps for Amir al-Akum, but you can tell a goy to do malacha. But at the end of the day, Mishnah Berurah does bring that if you take ice cube and you crush it, there's an issue. But if you take an ice cube and you put it in the water and you crush it, where it's not noticeable that you've crushed it, then some shittas are mekel. Mishnah Berurah brings yesh misha matir, some are matir, if you crush it and it's not noticeable that you crushed it, because it's always in the water, then the Mishnah Berurah brings a mekel. So it could well be that when it comes to over here, where you can't see the effect of the water, the frozen water, turning into a liquid, it could be that would be a way forward. The reason that Lamaisa, it wasn't a get anyway. No, that wouldn't be an issue. But it wasn't a way forward anyway, because you need, after you pour the hot water and you melt it, you need to reset the whole machine, at least my machine. So if I need to reset the whole machine, I couldn't do it myself. So in any case, I was looking out, to see if a goy would come. It wouldn't be so easy to get these days. But it wouldn't be so easy. But if, let's say, a goy would only be willing to turn to reset it, but not to start doing the whole palaver, the choya, there would be a way forward based on that Mishnah Berurah to be makel, because you can't see the effect. That's an interesting chap. Okay, I do want to make a start with a new topic. I know it's a lay already, but I do. Go on. I can. Oh, very good. You want to be mechalek. I can see, because there, if it were to be see through, okay, fine. Very excellent. Okay, excellent. I want to make a start already. I know time's late, but I think it's kedai to make a start, even 1 minute. And this is a shaila when it comes to time switches. This is very common, and it's also negated to heat to manual heating thermometer, where sometimes, let's say, the machine's on, the whole heating system's on, and it's only on at number 21 degrees, and you want to turn it up to 22 degrees. Right? So imagine the old types of manual thermometers that you can turn up the thermometer, and while the machine's running, you want to turn it up. Is there an issue on Shabbos? The same thing when it comes to time switches. You have your heater, which is going to go off, let's say, 12 o'clock at night, and you want the machine, you want the heater to continue staying on till 1 o'clock. It's going to be a later night. You want it to stay on till 1 o'clock. Is there an issue with taking out the pins and placing it in a place which is later? Or do you say, we're going to have to deal with the grammars. I think we can put it all in one share. I don't think it's an issue. I think it's going to encompass many, many shailas over here. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss. There's a greater chiluk between pushing it later and bringing it earlier, and all the points that we'll have to take into account. So what did we discuss today? Mishnechus Adam Rabbi Mesimcha. We discussed that you've got Rav Chaim Kanievsky's way of being mekayem it is but with a bit of wine. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that to take away daiga, that brings out the simcha. So we discuss if a person always sees the news and it brings him a lot of daiga, so if he minimizes that, that would also be mekayem the inyan mishnechus adam rabbi besimcha. We discussed the shaila of what did we discuss? We said that the loisach moed, that orach hashulchan red zois, that if you're drilling something out of someone which is not something which is tangible, there's no isser loisach moed. I'm going to get to defrosting the ice. That could be okay if you can't see what you're doing. That would be a way forward. But Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow I want to get cracking with the timers, and we'll see you guys. Go.